Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob. It's the groany Miles. Holy moly.
Oh my god.
Are you gonna be okay?
Oh my back. My back is up.
You threw your back out?
Oh my god, I don't know, something happened yesterday. I don't know what happened.
Did you go sledding or something?
I know, I wish.
I thought, you know, it's either he hurt his back or he's masturbating. I'm really hoping he hurt his back.
You can guess which one.
That's right. I hope it's backaches.
I'm almost done. Hold on.
I hope it's not masturbation, really.
Yeah.
That'd be so gross.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you going to be okay? You going to make it?
Yeah, I'll be right.
Hey, you know, the real winners, they play injured, you know what I'm saying?
I know. Well, Michael Jordan played with like a 100-degree temp one time.
So. Yeah, see? He's no pussy. Come on.
He scored like 40 points that night.
Yeah, and he scored.
Yeah, he did.
So I'm looking at for you, mister.
Oh, God. Ah!
You know, you really need to get a couch that doesn't have spikes on it. I mean,
this
IKEA Marquis de Sade collection is not really up your alley, I don't think.
Oh, no more downward dog for me. Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. Hurt yourself? Mysteriously hurt yourself, or what?
I don't know. I was just, you know, filling out bills yesterday morning. I got up, you know, everyone was asleep, and I got up and I was doing my bills, and I got up to walk, and I was like,
well, those bills will kill you, that's for sure.
I don't know. It's like, man, what the hell? Oh my gosh,
you're going to be okay? Gosh, that's terrible.
Lay still and not talk, I'll be okay.
That's right. Oh, yeah, lay still and not talk, okay.
Yeah. Just do the show in semi-4, I guess.
Oh, that's fine. So did you go to work today?
Yeah.
Well, how'd that work out?
Oh, perfectly, yeah.
So were you, like, not in as much pain this morning, and now you're in more pain tonight, or?
Yeah, no, I'm just waiting for my back pills to kick in.
Oh, so you're all hopped up on drugs all day at work, is that what you're saying?
Oh, well, a little bit, yeah.
Well, so it's a usual day, then. Just a normal day. Yeah. Clock, right?
I'll be okay.
All right, well.
That's good.
I didn't realize it was going to be this bad. I thought you were just, you know, doing your usual overreacting.
No, I am overreacting. You're right.
Okay, well, you know, if I talked to your wife, she'd say, oh, yeah, and he was, before you called, he was taking a big dump and reading dirty magazines and tweeting strippers and stuff. And then you called, and he's all like, oh.
He's hunched over, but I don't know why.
Hey, Miles, I need some help moving. Oh, you know, man. You know, I really got this thing with the back. It all stems from that accident I was in when I was young, you know, so.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I would, if he wasn't in jail, I'd say you were hanging out with Gary Glitter.
Yeah. I feel like Gary Glitter took me, man.
Oh, my Lord. I'm sorry you feel so bad.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I can't. I shouldn't be making you laugh too hard tonight, or else you'll really lose it, huh?
No. And if it's one of your stories, you won't make me laugh.
Oh, that's good. Well, I'll be safe then. That's fantastic.
Yeah, really safe.
Oh my gosh. So, you know, earlier this week I sent you an email. About our alma mater.
Yeah.
Did you happen to see that?
I didn't see that.
Did you see who the professor emeritus was?
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
I didn't see Bucky. Bucky was not a professor emeritus.
Yeah.
But your favorite guy.
Yeah, I read his bio, and like he's all religious now or something. I'm like, what?
That's right. He's all religious now.
I can't see that happening. He was like a crabby old bastard like 20-some years ago. And
yeah. Well, he retired 10 years after we left, so I don't know.
Yeah.
When we were there, he was still worshiping the Church of Schaefer's Light, but
yeah, I was going to say, he's probably in a 10-step program by now.
10, 12, whatever it takes.
Bob, I'm here to apologize. This is one of my steps. I apologize.
Yeah, he didn't apologize for pissing on himself in front of me, but that's all right.
Or filling my wife's teat.
Doing what? He did what?
He felt her teat.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
We both know it wasn't.
You weren't married yet, so it was all good.
Yeah.
It's all fair game at that point, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All fair game.
Yeah, I was really surprised to see that. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I thought for sure the guy would like go over the edge and they'd have to drum him out or something, but apparently he stuck it on through and he was well loved by somebody, so.
Yeah, I thought Dr. Tony wasn't on there either.
No, Dr. Tony wasn't either, exactly.
Yeah, Dr. Tony, we knew a lot of professors.
Yeah, none of the good ones, just the old cranky guy, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know, he made him a lot of money because he got people to pay to a certain point and then drop out, so.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were making their cash, you know what I mean, so.
Right, right.
Off of the losers who thought they could make it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing now? It sounds like you are touching yourself now.
I'm trying to, yes.
Where's the hot tub at when you need it, right?
So. I know, I was hot tubbing this weekend, too. Oh.
Well, see, that's the problem. You shouldn't have went hot tubbing. It's loosened you up, and then when you got out of there, started looking at those bills, you just got all tight again.
I know. It felt so good, though. It was like an outside hot tub, man. It was really nice.
Oh, like in the winter? Outside?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's like there's really rich people, yeah.
Wow. They let you in their hot tub? Jeez.
Well, it was really good. I don't know. My wife, you know, said it was just for her, but I kind of snuck in, I guess.
Yeah. They're looking over their surveillance footage and going, who the hell's this fat guy in the tub?
We could hear the crickets. Creak, creak.
We didn't invite Junior Samples to come over here and take a bath. Come on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You okay? You settled in finally?
Yeah, I'm just laying still. Every once in a while I try to move to see if it'll just snap in and it just won't. Yeah.
I think I'd just take it easy.
Yeah. I'm going to be like Larry Flack pretty soon.
You know, I think a real healthy bowel movement will set you straight. So
I'm hoping that. So.
Just wait a few minutes, you know. Wait, sit there for half an hour. You'll be fine.
Tickle that taint, it'll come out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The real sad part's whenever you have to holler for your wife to help you wipe. That's the sad
come
part.
Come here, help me wipe.
I can't wipe. My back hurts. And she's like, she's like, I'm like a nursing home worker. He says, well, hey, while you're down there, you can wipe while you, you know, take care of other business if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, you can wipe both sides if you want to, really, honestly. Mm-hmm. I'd like a wet wipe on the other side there.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah.
So, I guess we know what's happening to you.
Yeah, all right, right.
So, I recently, you know, we had a big snowstorm recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got about 5 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is a little more than you've been giving out lately. And so I had the honor of being out in it. So, you know, we had this, charity event. I'm like Shatner. I was at a charity event.
Yeah.
And I could not get out of it, so I had to go. Even though it was a blizzard.
Yeah. Why don't they call it off?
Well, they didn't, though. That's the thing. They didn't call it off. And so I was like hoping they would call it off, but they didn't. So I went anyway.
Yeah.
And it's way out in West County, St. Louis, which is, you know, kind of opposite end of the world from where I live. And
Right.
So I made it out there, even though it was, I had to see everybody wreck on the way, you know, everybody running into each other. And so my wife and I went out actually early, and we went to dinner. We were at dinner, and it was just snowing like crazy, but the place was packed. You ever heard of the Cheesecake Factory? I think it's a chain.
Yeah, you've talked about it.
Yeah, oh my Lord. Am I not a fan of the Cheesecake Factory? I'll tell you that right now.
I'm looking at your hips. I'm thinking, yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
Look, even with backache, the guy can really throw him out there. So we go to the Cheesecake Factory, and the place is just like, it's just like monkeys in the monkey house. I swear to God, there's so many people in this thing. This Cheesecake Factory. So my wife wanted to go. You know, I'm more of a McDonald's kind of guy, but she wanted Cheesecake Factory.
And blood, let's make some cheesecake.
So we eat our dinner, and we're going to go to this charity event. And the weather's just getting worse and worse, but nobody seems to care in there. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, hey, I'll have another, you know, $5 drink or whatever the hell it was. And
give me the chocolate truffle.
Yeah, give me this overpriced cheesecake.
Oh, yeah.
And the weird part was, you know, we're like thinking that we're going to have to wait because there's people actually waiting to be seated in this, in the blizzard.
Oh, wow.
And so my wife's like, oh, we're going to have to wait. And we don't have a lot of time. And they're like, oh, no, table for two. So they sit us down. And they've got so many people crammed in. It's almost like this hog trough of a of a table setting. I'm like, we sit down. You barely can get in. There's like one side's like a booth. And the other side's a chair. And so whoever sits in the booth has got to squeeze between these tables and hope that their ass doesn't knock everything off of the other people's table because it's so close together.
Nice.
And then you're sitting there eating, and they're like right next. It's like you're eating with these people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
I'm like, this is the most. I don't like this. I don't want to. I really don't even want to eat with anybody. And here I am, jammed into this, you know, carousel of fun here or whatever it is. You know, with all these people.
Yeah, oh, little people next to you, young people.
No, it was all younger people. It was a very young crowd, I will tell you that. Very young crowd. So on the one side is like these two, you know, moms and their little kids, and they're buying their little kids, you know, $10 cheesecake or whatever. And then on the other side of us is this young couple who finished and then left, and another young couple came. And then we're sitting there, and I'm like, this is just so uncomfortable. But we had a fantastic waitress, and I will tell. I've said this many times, I'm sure, but do you know how you have a good waitress, don't you?
No. How do I know when I know I have a good waitress?
Because your drink always gets refilled, whether you ask for it or not.
So she fills up the drink.
She fills. It's like, George. Anyway. She filled a drink.
More pink lemonade.
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, please. Thank you. I'm like Russian or something, right? And so my drink was constantly full. And I'm like, this is the best service at the worst seating I've ever been at. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, oh, my Lord. I got all this, yeah. But of course, our waitress was the tiniest person imaginable. I mean, she was barely bigger than like the Oompa Loompa in the remake of Willy Wonka. You know what I'm saying? So
was it Linda Hunt?
No, it was like that though. She was a little Oriental.
Yeah, here's your food, you old poop.
That's right. No, it wasn't.
Katie Hepburn.
It wasn't Katherine Hepburn. No.
Your poop.
It was more like Pearl S. Buck or something. I don't know. So, yeah. And so she could just whiz through these tables. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got me Fat Albert sitting there.
Hey, 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 hey. I got my drink filled. Oh,
oh. Oh, child, he ain't never getting out of there. Oh, right. No.
I'll have one of these and one of these.
We're going to butter his hips just to get him out of there.
I'm going to have some cheesecake. I want some more cheesecake, please. This says it's all you can eat cheesecake.
And pink lemonade.
Correct. So, no, I didn't eat any cheesecake. I don't even like cheesecake. But so we have that experience, and we leave, and then, you know, the parking lot is a fucking free-for-all because there's snow everywhere. So we're going to this charity event, and I'm like, I don't have any cash. And, you know, normally at these things, you got to have cash, you know what I'm saying? Because they do, like, deals where they have games that you play for $1 or $2. And so I'm like, we had to go get some cash. So I'm like, you know, using our smartphones, I'm like, find us the nearest ATM where I don't have to pay a service charge. So, you know, my sensibility is I'll drive a mile not to pay $2 in a snowstorm, you know. That's me, right? I'm sure there was 5 ATMs next to the Cheesecake Factory within walking distance, but no, I have to go for the one that's down, you know, the street a mile. So we make our way down to the ATM where there's no fee, and of course it's on the wrong side of the road without a place to get across. There's a divider.
Yeah.
So I have to do a U-ey in this gas station, and so we're getting ready to pull out of the gas station, and this little mail truck goes by, and I'm like, oh, those poor guys in those little mail trucks. I tell my wife, you know, hey, those mail trucks are going away, you know, they're going to replace them all.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, you know, we should get a mail truck for the kids to drive around. And I go, we could probably get that really cheap, right? I go, but the bad thing is it's rear-wheel drive, and in snow like this, it's kind of a pain in the ass, right? And at that moment, the guy does a donut in the road.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
I just keep done telling my wife how he's right in front of us. The guy totally spins around, does donut.
Yeah.
But luckily, he was a skilled driver, and he got going on his way again, but I was like, holy moly, there's one unstable vehicle in the snow.
Holy shnikes.
That's right. Like, look at that. We deliver. Yeah. So I was thinking of, you know, our good friend, May the mailman, out in the snow doing donuts in his mail truck when I saw that. I'm like, I bet that May the mailman does that, you know.
I like cutting cookies before work.
That's right. So the terrible thing then was the ATM was a walk-up, so then I couldn't even drive up to the darn thing. I had to go walk up to it, so I'm just standing out in the snow, blizzard conditions, getting snowed on.
No, gotta have a good time.
That's right. Oh my gosh, so it was just like one thing after the other. So then we finally make it to this charity thing, and it was a trivia night. You know, I've talked about these are huge down here.
Yes.
And do you know what trivia night is? I've said this before.
Yes.
So the only reason I'm going to this is because I helped kind of gather everybody.
Yeah.
And I was actually forced into it. My wife signed us up. And she goes, now populate the table. And I'm like, why am I having to do this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I cajoled some people to show up. And they even showed up in the snow, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I was surprised as well. And I thought we were going to be the only ones there. And the only reason I was there was because I was the one, you know, cajoling people.
Mm-hmm.
If it would have been the other way, I would have been like, I'm not going to go. It's fucking snowing outside like crazy. I'm not going to get out of the way.
Yeah.
Risk my life. So anyway, we had a good time, was had by all, and you know, they did have to have the cash to get some, you know, pay for some things, and
yeah,
we did not win, unfortunately.
Wah, wah, wah,
in the past wah. We have won, but this time we came in fifth place with no prize, of course. But that's pretty darn good. Out of there was supposed to be probably like 40 tables there.
Yeah.
Or more, and there was only like 30 some, but that had any people that showed up.
Yeah.
And but yeah, we got fifth place. So.
That's all right.
That's because we're fucking smart, right? So.
Yeah.
I'm sitting at the smarty pants table. Obviously not the smartest table, but whatever.
No.
Smart enough. Smart enough to get by.
That's right.
So, you know, I'm doing good.
All right.
So there you go.
Was it just general knowledge or was it specific questions or?
It was just general knowledge. All these things are pretty much, you know, there's a movie category and a TV category and a music category. And then they usually get specific if you're at like the, you know, like the Catholic places will have a Catholic category, you know. So, or a school may have a school category. Or sometimes they'll have a St. Louis-centric category, but most of it's general knowledge stuff.
So. Yeah.
But yeah, we did really well. Everybody was pretty happy. Then we had to drive home. So it's all fun and games until you hit the parking lot. And it's like a nightmare, you know what I'm saying?
Or it's been snowing for the last 2 hours.
It's been snowing, exactly. It's been snowing nonstop. You know, and
yeah.
It's late at this point. It's almost 10 o'clock at night. And so it's, you know, you and the party people and, you know, the people who just want to have fun in the snow. And
the mailman who can't seem to find his way home.
That's right, the mailman doing donuts in the parking lot. Here's your fucking mail. Here's your fucking mail. You know, it doesn't stop. The mail just keeps coming.
Whoever code controls the mail controls information.
Information. Yeah. Nope. So we get out there and I'm like, oh Lord, now I gotta drive all the way across St. Louis and then out into the wilds of Illinois to get home.
Now you made it.
I made it. Obviously I'm talking to you tonight, but
looks like we made it.
There was the point on the way home, you know, it's me and my wife. I'm like, oh, we're just going to go through downtown. I know a lot of people who live close to downtown. So, if, you know, if everything goes to shit, I can give them a call, right? So so we headed through downtown. Not too much of a problem other than the fact that there you couldn't tell where any lanes were. And it was like we were all driving in Saudi Arabia or something, because I've heard in Saudi Arabia...
Yeah.
That lanes really don't are just a suggestion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like New Delhi or something in India where they just kind of all line up.
Right.
And just take off and everything. Right. So it's a total free-for-all on the highway, you know. And we're driving, but no problems on the St. Louis side other than the fact that we don't know where we're at in relation to anything.
Hey, I got to take a break for a second here. Hold on.
What's going on?
My son's trying to call. I think he needs a ride.
Oh, well, hold on. Let me pause it.
All right.
So, anyway, Miles has got to go get his kid. But anyway, there was that moment in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles where they're going the wrong way and the two semis come at them.
Right, right.
I had that moment. The good thing was we were going in the same direction. But these two things, these two big trucks, they weren't semis, but they were trucks, come on either side of us. And just totally take us over and just about take me off the road. It was just the most scary thing ever. So.
Oh, my God.
And I look over my wife and she's dressed as a devil. So anyway, Miles, I'm glad that you were able to at least get this done tonight. I know you're in a terrible amount of pain. And now you're
I got to get going here.
Now you have to go see your drug dealer. And so...
I got to go get some hashish or something, man.
So now he's going to go take care of himself. And, okay. It'll all be okay.
Yeah, I got to get going, man. I got to go.